This recording, Ontario 27, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comegit Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Hamilton and was raised by a single mother growing up in the country on well water in a tiny little shack of a house. And it was our well. So we lived there until I was probably 10 years old, and then we moved 5 doors up the street to another house on Nebo Road, and I was there until probably grade 7, and then moved to a place called Stony Creek. So I've had the country experience, the suburban experience, the city experience. And now we've recently moved back to the country and we're on a well again. So now 33 years later. Well, I prefer well water when it's filtered with UV and carbon and reverse osmosis and all the impurities are removed from the water. So yes, well water. Yeah, we have a whole system. We have a pump room in our basement and we purify all the water that comes in from a 50-foot drilled well into our house. So we are self-sustaining on water and we have our own septic bed, and it's a very different experience from where we lived. And we lived in Oakville and Waterdown and now in Dundas. No, we're not off the grid yet. We're working on that. Yes, I know. It's on our list of things to do. It's very financially crazy to actually invest and solar panels and solar water heaters and wind power. For the average citizen homeowner, it's very expensive. Is it Germany or is it Greenland where 60% of their power is all geothermal? Or their heating and cooling is geothermal? Something crazy like that. So yes, it's on our list of things to do. So that's our intention. We're going to be self-sustaining in the future, maybe 25 years down the road.